Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
Our little hand motion will make sense in just a moment because our next guest is here. Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for me.
All right. My name is Jean-Baptiste Mbaya. I'm the founder at Millennial R&D.
Millennial R&D. Hashtag right. Millennial
yep.
R&D.
Right.
So it is a stylized hash symbol on your jacket.
Right.
We were having a conversation about that before we went live.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, excellent. So, tell us about what you're up to.
Right. We're here at Collusion. Very exciting. We're looking for investors. We're looking for partners. We're looking for all kind of opportunities. We talked to some of the people like AWS with Amazon and
sure.
Microsoft. They're very helpful with startups. So,
yes,
yeah, it's really exciting. That's why we're here.
And cool. What exactly do you guys do?
Right. We're a research and development company. Okay, so
okay.
That's R&D, so research
right.
and development.
Okay.
And our product is Little Bunny.
Little okay. Bunny.
Right. Little Bunny.
It was so hard for us not to start doing Little Bunny Foo Foo
that's
when
fine.
We were talking earlier. So we knew it was going to show up eventually.
Yeah.
Right. Little Bunny is a non-demand babysitting mobile app. You know, it takes away the headache of trying to find a good child care provider, trying to call up babysitters. As you know, yeah. childcare is very expensive.
Yeah.
Right. So in states like New York, parents spend half their paycheck, even more than half their paycheck, to pay the babysitter, even find a babysitter.
Right.
Yeah. And that's if they're lucky. So what we do with Little Bunny, we take away their headache. Okay. So we make it easy, cheap, and reliable. Okay.
Very cool. So how do you make it easier? Is it like a mobile platform, profiles, how does this work?
Right, parents sign up free of charge, babysitters sign up free of charge, and
okay.
What the parents need to do is just to log in and request a babysitter, you know, and on the babysitter side, we go through the process of vetting them for criminal and mental health issues.
Okay.
And they're community-based. Meaning that the people in your neighborhood that you probably know already, because they're not roaming around like drivers, right?
Yeah.
So they have a fixed location where you can just go drop them off. And you can see reviews from your neighbors, people that you see every day. You see? So that's
oh.
where the advantage comes from. And that's where the trust comes from.
Okay. So is this a, just to clarify,
right.
is this a, the babysitter comes to you or you go to them?
Right. I mean, primarily we go to the babysitters because we have when we did our research and surveys and focus group, we went to the babysitters to find who's the babysitter in this particular area. And we talked to them. So we have a whole database of babysitters from
right.
different areas. So we talk to those people and they're the people that we go to have them sign up. Well, of course, we give them some kind of incentive so that they can sign up. And they have testimonies, they have a reputation in the neighborhood, and that helps us a lot to actually have parents trust us, trust our system, because they're the same people that they go to every time to leave their children.
Right. And as a parent, am I bringing my child to the babysitter,
mm-hmm.
or is the babysitter coming to me?
Right. You have two options.
Okay.
Okay.
You can either have it at home or have it at the babysitter's place.
Okay.
Now, when you have it at home, the thing is you pay them premium because they're foregoing all other requests, you know. Now, you can bring them at the babysitter's where you pay. It's extremely, extremely affordable when you take your kid to the babysitter's.
Okay.
But at the same time, it's up to the parent. Whatever way,
yeah.
we just made it easy so that you can have your date night. You can go out on New Year's Eve, Christmas Eve. No stress about, oh, I need to call up my babysitter. She's probably somewhere partying as well, you know, so you can't get them on the phone at that time.
Right.
But with our service, just get on the phone, put in your request, and you get an answer.
Okay.
Yep.
That sounds like it's way easier than just throwing it out to a couple of neighborhood teenagers and hoping that they're available.
No, that sounds easy because when we did our research, okay, we talked to actual babysitters who are doing, who've been doing it for 10 years, 15 years, and we were surprised to see how dedicated some people are. You know, so some people enjoy working at night or staying with kids overnight. You know, so we did all that research and we find we actually have a good community of people who are they're pretty fine. They don't have like to go out and stuff like that.
Okay.
So yeah, it's gonna work.
So was that research from hashtag Millennial R&D?
Right.
So is that how they work together?
Right. Millennial R&D, that's the company that I'm working for. That's the company that I'm founded. Okay, so what they did is they did all the research in regards to childcare, why is it expensive, and we're using AI and machine learning algorithms to help us set the prices based on your location. So we compute our machine learning algorithms to scan all your economic factors for your area, okay, and then set the prices so that somebody who's in New York, for instance, doesn't have to pay the same price as somebody who's in Dallas or Fort Worth. I mean, you know, they have different types of prices and things like that to just make it sustainable for everybody.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. So there's a lot of work on the back end.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our back end is robust because we also have to deal with permission, especially when it's time to validate the babysitters and stuff. We don't want anybody to have access to, you know, that information. We don't want anybody to have access to sensitive information. So we have all kinds of structures in place to make sure that doesn't happen.
Gotcha. So how long has this project been in the works? Because you're an alpha, so obviously you're fairly early stage.
Absolutely. Right. It took us 2 years.
Okay.
Okay. I personally worked on the first model because I'm a data scientist, but I also know, you know, app development is like a second nature. It started like a hobby.
Okay.
So I developed the first prototype myself. Okay. And after that time, I started trying it out. We started talking to babysitters and improving our model. So it took us like 2 years to go back and do research and focus group, talk to them and improve it. And until recently, we set to launch officially in July. Okay, and of course, we're going to start in the U.S. where we're based, in Atlanta, Georgia, and then Dallas, Fort Worth. Okay, so we're going to keep it slow, small so that we can monitor our data flow and data structures to make sure that we're dealing with it properly.
Yeah, and work out any kinks that might be.
Right.
Definitely.
Yeah, we can just divert the traffic to our other servers and system.
Gotcha. Yeah. Very cool. So as an alpha.
Yeah.
What have you been hoping to get out of Collision?
Right. Well, the first thing for alphas is money. Okay. We need fuel to run on.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have all the great idea.
Yeah.
We have this will to work, will to become a winner, right? So the only thing left is money and advice. So counseling and all that. That's going to help us as alphas. And which is why I like Collision. Okay, so we're able to attend some of the workshops for startups. We learned a lot. Okay, we took
That's
notes
important.
And shared the notes with our team, and it's been very helpful.
That's good.
It's awesome.
So it has been a successful event so far for you?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, up until this point, I feel like it's totally worth it.
Good. And have you already exhibited, or are you exhibiting tomorrow?
I exhibited yesterday.
Yesterday?
Okay.
Yeah, and it was a great success because I got to talk to a lot of people, and most of the contacts are promising.
That's good.
Right. I still have a positive response from them because, obviously, this is a great opportunity, you know, so we just need the right people behind it to push it forward because it's going to happen some way, somehow.
Yeah.
So now is the time for it to happen.
For sure.
Yeah.
Where do we go from here? What's the future of the product look like?
Right. We set to launch in July.
Okay.
Okay. So obviously that's very exciting.
Right.
And also that's kind of pressuring because we have to make sure that everything is in place. Okay. I mean, especially on the technical side. Okay. And from here, we get the refund. I mean, we get the funds and we can move forward and maybe add up to our team. See what we're looking for in terms of material or get ready for our customer service. Yeah. We need to add more people for our customer service.
Customer service is always the hard thing to scale when you launch.
Right, especially for our industry, it's very important that parents can talk to people and they can trust those people.
And quickly.
Right.
Yeah. How big is your team right now?
We currently have a team of 5 people in U.S. However, we have another team of, I think they're like 10 people or whatever. It's a team, a contractor team. Mm-hmm. So I don't know exactly how many people are on the team, but I contracted with them so they can help us build some of the systems in the back, because obviously we're not as a big company to be able to hire a whole team of top developers.
Right, so, right.
Yep.
And things might get better if you get some investment cash.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the good thing is I'm always ready to get my hands dirty if needed. So I'm not the kind of person who's just going to sit back and watch everybody else play and have all the fun.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you,
I'm always.
you're not the one that has to be at the desk in the corner office.
No, nope, that's not my type.
You're willing to jump in and do it.
Absolutely. That's not my type.
That's go-getter right there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So
that's the startup founder mentality right there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So
that's
I'm always ready. Yeah. I'm always ready to jump in and help. I'm always ready to find out what's going on, why is this not moving, what can I do to help. If it's support that they need, if it's just talking to somebody and explain to them the same things over and over, I can do that for 10 years.
It's funny, I get annoyed at the third try.
Well, I have a limit of 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so there is a limit.
Excuse me.
All right. Well, if people want to find out more about your company and your product and what you guys are up to, how can they do that?
Right. We have a website. The website is littlebunnykids.com. Okay. They can also go to our company website, which is Millennials Tech. Okay. So millennials.tech.
Okay.
Right. And
I'm impressed that you got that domain.
Well, it's actually a pretty cool domain.
It is.
Yep. Talking to some of my tech friends, they're like, how did you do to get that? And I've just talked to some of the people, the domain owners or the domain creators. They were so excited to see us. They're like, yeah, you are a guy. I said, yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it's super exciting being in technology. And yeah. I'm grateful to be here.
Definitely.
Very cool.
Well, we're happy to see you here.
Thank you. It was nice to meet you, Scott, right?
Yes.
Danielle.
Yes. Daniel?
Danielle.
Okay. Okay, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
All right.
And thank you so much for coming and talking to us today.
Thank you.
And hopefully the rest of Collision will be good for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thank you.